Hi, this is Dr. Micah Jazz with Be Still and Know. One thing the coronavirus lockdown did was to test our ability to engage in daily life, living in close proximity to one another. Gone were the rhythms of leaving and returning from work, attending church gatherings, both large and small, and having our own personal space. I reflected on how fortunate we were to have a house with a number of rooms and a large garden. There were open and enclosed spaces throughout St. Cuthbert's Oratory, and we could occupy these together or alone. How quickly TV became tedious, news nothing more than a further source of doom and gloom. We chose to catch the headlines only. We were very quickly thrown back upon our own resources, individually and as a couple, and these were tested. There was a great temptation either to sink into despondency or attempt to manufacture some form of artificial hope and joy. Fortunately, we were alert to both and resolved to talk, pray, and reflect. How quickly some within the church identified the pandemic with the judgment of God. Yet, is this the character of our God? Surely God seeks to woo and win hearts rather than enforce kingdom governance by threat and by force. If returning to God was to bring an end to the pandemic, the motives for masses turning to God might well prove questionable. Governments anticipate three pandemics a century. There was the 1918 Spanish flu epidemic that killed 50 million people globally and infected 500 million. In 2003, the SARS epidemic, and in 2009, swine flu were global in their effect, but were limited in their impact upon what's called the developed world. In reality, between the spring of 2009 and the spring of 2010, swine flu infected as many as 1.4 billion people across the globe and killed between 150 and 600,000 people, according to the Centers for Disease Protection and Control. The main problem is that when COVID-19 struck, governments were unprepared. The significant problems arose from the spread and the speed of infection, the need for acute care and respiratory support. Health systems designed to work effectively under normal conditions were ill-prepared for the numbers of patients arriving in hospital. It's a reminder, if ever we needed one, that everyday life easily distracts us from our primary calling, which is to pursue God. All too easily, we are conformed to a world in which God is little more than an option bolted on to a way of life designed for comfort and self-realization. Sadly, all such self-realization is indeed illusory, for I can never truly be myself until I find who it is God created me to be. God is my home and my identity. I do not want to reach the end of my life unprepared. There's much about my life that fails to align with God's purpose, yet as I invest in pursuing God, so I take decisions that order my life more closely with God's will for me. God's grace addresses sin. My responsibility is to avail myself of that grace. As we enter into the God space today, one positive outcome to any crisis is the opportunity to start again. Time perhaps to consider how you might repurpose your life going forward. Amen. Now, as we draw towards the end of September, my time here on Be Still and Know, these 5 minutes of meditation is coming to a close, and Jonathan Edwards will be replacing me as the voice of meditation for Premier. However, you can still write to me, micah.jazz@premier.org.uk. I'll write back personally and in confidence as soon as I can. And always join me for Premier Life on Sunday, where we celebrate God's love with worship, prayer, and one of your own wonderful testimonies. However, for now, from me, Micah Jazz, it's goodbye and God bless.